Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is from show 213 of August 26th. Slichus is next Saturday night, and we've been preparing you with a lot of live Slichus. And I trust that you're pretty steeped with the prayers, and we'll be featuring a few more prayers for Slichus, and then the next couple of weeks, of course, will be with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur prayers. Slichus, next Saturday. Oh, in the background, we hear Pablo Casals from a 1914 recording of Kol Nidre. Pablo Casals, and as of course you can tell, it was recorded from an old 78 RPM record. Not bad for 100 years old, is it? I don't think it was remastered. I have some people recommending other versions, and I'm trying to still work them out. But anyway, yeah, I'm sure you'll enjoy this Pablo Casals. Next Sunday is the unveiling for Cantor Moshe Schulhoff. It will take place at the Wellwood Cemetery in Farmingdale, New York, at 11 o'clock. Be happy to give you directions. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. They're very simple. Long Island Expressway to 49S, which will take you on to Pine Lawn Road. You go south 2 miles to the Wellwood Cemetery, to the Maramorish section, M-A-R-E-M-O-R-I-S-H, Maramorish section. It'll be there at 11 o'clock. That's next Sunday. And for me, Slichus is always something that brings back wonderful memories. Growing up in Newark, yeah, you know that Newark, New Jersey had 50,000 Jews. It was a great ghetto. And we belonged to Congregation Teferet Zion. That was a small shul on the corner of Nye Avenue and Clinton Place. Lived right around the corner on Wilcott Terrace, and used to go with my father every year to Slichus davenings. My dad died 58 years ago, so I was, I guess until the age of 19, but I was in Japan when he died. But for the years of my teenage years and earlier, we used to go to the Slichus davenings. It was always something very special for me. You know, the holidays do bring back wonderful memories. My Uncle Ben had a pharmacy on Clinton Place between Hawthorne Avenue and Tillinghast, and I was the carrier, if you will, of the smelling salts. I don't think they give you smelling salts any longer, but I used to go into where my bubby was, and it seemed that the women who were always crying. There was a lot of crying in those days. You don't find that much today. But I would go up and down and offer the peppermint and spearmint smelling salts for everyone that was getting a little faint from the fast. Those are some of the memories. Of course, sitting with my father and on one side, and every year, Joseph Tavachnik on the other side, and met him when I was around 9 or 10 years old, and he said, when I turned 13, I would go to work for him. And you all know the stories about Seymour Tavachnik and my adopted father, dear friend who passed away this past year, Seymour Tavachnik. Anyway, these are the memories, and here we hear the end of the Kol Nidre with Casals, and we'll get right to the davenings. Okay, I think that's enough. You got the idea, Pablo Casals. And yes, there are other versions, and I'm still trying to work on them. Okay, let's get right to the davening. Let's hear Helfgott. It's Shamira Helfgott with Anenu. I'll be there hearing him next week.
Anenu. se kävi moisan ennu. Ennu se rasa shevoti.
Shelly Hoy San Eno.
Shamir Helfgott. Well, I'll be seeing many of you who are listening at the Park East next Saturday evening before Slichus Davening. I didn't have a few items in the calendar that came out. Of course, Bensian Miller will be at the Young Israel Bethel starting Slichus services at 12:30. And Yaakov Motzen, yeah, he'll be at the shul in Ball Harbor through the holidays, through Slichus, Slichus through Sukkot. And I look forward to, as I said, seeing many of you next Saturday evening. Now, my friend Cantor Bobby Veig put together an interesting Slichus two CD album of Slichus Davenings for the late Moshe Kusevitzky. And this is the Aneinu from that album, that wonderful work that Cantor Veig does in putting together and saving some of the wonderful Davenings of Moshe Kusevitzky. Live Davening, Aneinu. As you could tell, that was not Aneinu. What do I have? I put the wrong CD on. Oh, okay. It's a two. It's a two CD album. And let's get to the right one of Aneinu. Should have caught that right away. Okay, here we go. Aneinu.
Amen.
I don't know what year that was. Probably in the late 50s, early 60s, Moshe Koussevitzky. Well, of course, coming into the holidays, we will be playing quite a bit of Yesler Rosenblatt. You know, it's interesting how few recordings there are of the holiday prayers. I wanted to do a study of that, actually, to figure out how many prayers from the holidays are recorded by the Chazanim of today. It seems a rarity, really. But I guess there is some reason for that. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's because many of them don't daven for the holidays, or they do, or whatever it is. It'd be an interesting study to review how many recordings for Slichas, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur are recorded by all the great Chazanim of today. It seems that Kvartin and Rosenblatt and others did quite a few. Okay, let's go to Yesler Rosenblatt with Kol Nidre.
Shririn Elah
Yes, the Rosenblatt with Kol Nidre. As I was listening to that, I was thinking about the presentation that I've been giving at various synagogues and before different Jewish groups on the life and music of Yosler Rosenblatt. And of course, many of you know that this whole venture for me of radio and Chazanis came about from my collection of old Victrolas. I had, over 40 years ago, 45 years ago, I started collecting old gramophones and Victrolas, and people threw away their old records. And of course, I had so many of Rosenblatt. And in my presentation, I bring an old 1905 RCA Victrola with a big wooden horn, and I play original recordings. And I must tell you, if you've never heard the recording from the old Victrola, you really can't imagine how beautiful his voice was. And it just never made it into the transcriptions. It never captured what it sounded like, because it was meant to be played with an old Victrola with a steel needle digging in, not with the sophisticated equipment that we have today. If your shul is interested in a fascinating story where I take you through the life of Rosenblatt and I take you through the life of the development of recording, which started in 1900. And of course, that's when Rosenblatt was, I think it was 18 years old at the time, and his life developed along with the development of recordings, and I trace that. You know how to reach me if you're interested, by the way. It's just something that I love doing, cbjmusic@aol.com. I'd be happy to share that that presentation with you. Okay, little plug on that. Rosenblatt was very unique. Just a point, you know, prior to 1928, all recordings were made standing in front of huge horns. If you can envision a large horn, or sometimes there were three or four horns, and if there was orchestration, and they sang into the horn, and the vibrations went down to a little diaphragm, which then made the indentations for the recordings. I mean, it's hard to believe how primitive they were called acoustical recordings in 1926. I think it was 26 or 28 when they came out with the amplifier, microphone, and speakers. That's why there were no symphonies prior to in the 20s and prior to that. Yeah, you couldn't record it. It came afterwards. Anyway, let's get back to the. the davening and the prayers. Let's hear Chaim Adler, who was at the Great Synagogue in Yerushalayim, with Shomeya Kol Bichios. Chaim Adler.
soin mi le funejo, mi le funejo. Soy me ya, soy me ya. Soy me ya. Soy me ya, soy me ya. Soy me Oh! תלכו לבד, תלכו לבד עינינו, תלכו לבד עינינו
Chaim Adler with Shomea Kol Bichyos. We'll next hear Yaakov Mortzen with Al Yedei.
Zocharti ani esberisi oisof bimein eroich akim oisi Thank you.
Eskeren Oid.
Yaakov Motzen with All Your Day. Well, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, this past week was the 50th Yahrzeit of Yehoshua Vieder. And David, I hope you're listening. Dedicate this to you and to the entire Vieder family. Let's hear his classic, Ana Bekoach. A little off the holiday davening, but appropriate in the memory of the 50th Yahrzeit of Yehoshua Vieder. That's not it. Let's get to Yehoshua Vieder, Ana Bekoach, coming right up. Yehoshua Vider, commemorating his 50th Yahrzeit this past week. Well, we have time for one more selection. This will be, of course, Kvartin was so great for the holidays. Let's hear his Hanashoma Loch, Zavel Kvartin. The soul is yours. Anyway, hope you enjoyed these past programs, getting ready for Slichus and the holidays. Of course, the forthcoming weeks will feature Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur prayers, getting you ready for the days ahead. If you have any comments or requests, it's cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. And a reminder that next Sunday at 11 o'clock, the unveiling for Moshe Schulhoff exit 49S at the Long Island Expressway, Pine Lawn, down to Wellwood Cemetery to the Marrow-Moorish section. And if you want explicit directions, email me, cbjmusic@aol.com. Thank you so much, and shalom, everyone.